Welcome to Marketing Genius. This is the first episode of hopefully many, and it's entitled Stop Checking In. It's directed at sales and marketing people. Welcome to Marketing Genius, the podcast for small business owners, marketers, and salespeople who would like to make more money without attending another four-hour seminar featuring 97 PowerPoint slides and a catered turkey sandwich. I'm Dick Wagner with Ask Dick Wagner Coaching. And today, I want to talk to you about one of the most useless phrases in sales and marketing. Three little words that have probably wasted more selling time than bad coffee, golf outings, and company meetings combined. Those words are, quote, just checking in, end quote. Just checking in. If you're in sales, please stop saying this immediately. Hi, Bob. Dick here. Just checking in. Checking in on what? Is Bob a hotel? Did he recently have surgery? Are we concerned about his blood pressure? No, we want his business. But instead of saying something useful, we can stop by and announce that we are checking in. Really? Come on. That is just ridiculous. And here's the problem. Nobody has ever been sitting at their desk thinking, you know what would make this Tuesday complete? A salesman checking in on me. Nobody. Your customer is busy. Your prospect is busy. Their phone is ringing. Their email box has 312 unread messages. Somebody just walked into their office. And right in the middle of all of that, here you come. Hi, Steve. Just wanted to check in. Congratulations. You've just become one more thing that Steve has to deal with. Excuse me. This is not marketing genius. That is professional loitering. Give me a reason to care. Every sales contact needs a reason for the phone call, a reason for the visit, a reason for the email, a reason for the customer to give you 90 seconds of their life. And checking in is not a reason. Suppose you sell insurance. Instead of just checking in to see how things are going, how about, hey, Mike, I ran across something this morning that could affect companies like yours, and I thought you ought to know about it. Now I'm listening. Suppose you're a restoration marketer calling on a plumber. Instead of just checking in, haven't seen you in a while. John, a quick question. When one of your technicians finds a water loss that's bigger than the homeowner expected, what usually happens next? That starts a conversation. Suppose you own a commercial cleaning company. Instead of just checking in to see if you're happy with your current cleaning company, try, Susan, I'm curious. What's the one cleaning issue your current company never seems to get completely right? Boom. Now we have something to talk about. The goal of marketing is not to remind people that you exist. The goal is to give them a reason to think about you. Those are two very different things. The friendship trap. This brings me to another problem. The friendship trap. Some people are incredibly popular. Everybody loves them. The receptionist loves them. The office manager loves them. The dog loves them. They walk into the building and everyone yells their name like Norm walking into Cheers. And yet, nobody gives them any business. The salesperson comes back to the office and tells the owner, "Great visit." "Really? What happened?" "Well, everybody was really happy to see me." "Wonderful. Did you get a referral?" "No." "Did you meet the decision maker?" "No." "Did you discover a problem?" "No." "Did you schedule another conversation?" "No, but Cheryl at the front desk showed me pictures of our new puppy." "Fantastic. We're apparently paying you to operate a very expensive friendship club." Being liked is valuable. Being liked is not the objective. You're not there to become employee of the month at someone else's company. You're there to build relationships that eventually create opportunities for you and your company. There has to be movement. Every visit needs a mission. Before a marketer walks through the door, I want them knowing exactly why they're walking through the door. Maybe today's goal is to learn who actually makes the decision. Maybe it's to discover what frustrates them about their current provider. Maybe it's to introduce a service that they didn't know you offer. Maybe it's to schedule 10 minutes with the owner. Maybe it's to learn when their current contract expires, if there is one. Maybe it's simply to earn permission for the next conversation. There has to be a mission, because otherwise, route marketing can become something that I call office tourism. You drive around town, you visit some beautiful office buildings, you admire the landscaping, you collect a few business cards. You eat a mint from someone's reception area. Then you come back 4 hours later and announce to your boss, "I made 14 stops today." And he says, "Okay, what happened?" "Well, I made 14 stops." "That's not a result. That's an odometer reading. Small business owners need to stop confusing activity with progress. They're not the same thing. A hamster has tremendous activity. Nobody has ever promoted the hamster to the vice president of sales." Ask better questions. Here is one of the easiest ways to become more valuable in sales. Ask questions your competition isn't asking. Most mediocre salespeople ask questions designed to get quickly to their pitch. The ones that ask questions because they're genuinely trying to understand the business are the good ones. There's a huge difference. Instead of, "Are you happy with your current provider?" ask, "What would you change about your current provider if you could?" Instead of, "Can I leave you some information?" ask them, "What usually causes you to consider changing companies?" Instead of, "Who handles this?" ask, "When something goes wrong in this particular area, who usually gets dragged into fixing it?" That's a better question. Now we're talking about the pain. The pain gets attention. People rarely change vendors because another salesperson showed up with a nicer brochure. They change because something isn't working. Find the thing that isn't working. Stop trying to look busy. Business owners, this part is for you. Pay close attention. If you have a salesperson or a marketer, stop being impressed because they're busy. Busy is easy. Productive is hard. I made 22 calls. Great. What did the calls accomplish? I visited 17 businesses. Great. What did you learn? I sent 38 emails. Terrific. Did anybody respond? Because otherwise, we're celebrating the business equivalent of a kid cleaning his room by shoving everything under the bed. It looks productive from the hallway. There's still a dead sandwich under the socks. Your marketer should be able to tell you who moved forward, what did we learn, who needs follow-up, what problems did we uncover? Who is the decision maker? What is our next step? And most importantly, when is the next step happening? Because I'll be back sometime is not a sales strategy. It's procrastination wearing khakis. Your challenge. So here is your marketing genius challenge for this week. Eliminate the phrase just checking in. Every time you're about to contact a prospect or customer, stop and ask yourself, why should they care that I'm contacting them today? Bring them an idea. Ask them a better question. Tell them something useful. Solve a small problem. Share something relevant. Make an introduction to someone else that would be valuable or useful to them. Give them information they can actually use, but bring something to the conversation. Because when every contact has value, something interesting happens. People stop avoiding you. They start taking your phone calls. They start answering your emails. And eventually, they start calling you with potential jobs. That's when marketing gets fun and profitable, by the way. Remember, your goal is not keep showing up. Your goal is to become worth hearing from. There's a big difference. I'm Dick Wagner with Ask Dick Wagner Coaching, and this has been Marketing Genius. And next time, we're going to talk about another danger or another dangerous creature found roaming American businesses every day. The salesman who everybody loves, but nobody buys from. That should make a few people uncomfortable, and I hope it does. Maybe they'll listen. Bye-bye.